Now, this day. Here's Chris Connolly.
He refused to read a sponsor's commercial on air because it was grammatically incorrect. On this day, April 16th.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
Winston Cigarettes was the sponsor of the late Sunday network news. Their slogan was, "Winston tastes good like a cigarette should." That's grammatically incorrect. It should be "as a cigarette should" instead of "like." And the anchorman corrected it on air. At first, no one in the control room noticed. But the following week, the late Sunday news aired after the hit TV show What's My Line. And when the network anchor read Winston's commercial his way, the sponsor threatened to cancel. And the network said that he would be fired if he didn't read the commercial the way it was written. He refused. He was taken off the Sunday network newscast. CBS found another job for him, replacing retiring Douglas Edwards on the earlier news broadcasts. And that's how Walter Cronkite became the anchorman for the CBS Evening News, starting on this day, April 16th, 1962. And on this day, remember that sometimes being stubborn is good. I'm Chris Connolly.